Cyber attack impacts New York casino's central operations. New York casinos have become the latest target of a cybersecurity attack that resulted in the temporary closure of some venues across the state. As reported by local media, the cyber hackers attacked two hospitals and a casino central operational system that managed the state's slots venues over the weekend. The attack led to the forceful closure of some physical casinos in the region, like Jake 58 Casino in Islandia, Suffolk County, until the issue was resolved. Effect from New York's security breach. It is suspected that the security breach also impacted the video lottery terminals, VLTs, managed by Every Holdings on behalf of the New York Gaming Commission. Following the cybersecurity incidents, the two hospitals affected, Health Alliance Hospital and Margaretville Hospital in the Hudson Valley, had to redirect patients to other facilities over the weekend. The Mountainside Nursing Home was also hit in the attack. However, despite the diversion, both hospitals stayed open, and walk-in patients were treated and either discharged or stabilized. Quote, on Tuesday, October 17, 2023, Every, the licensed operator of New York's Video Lottery Gaming Central System, experienced a cybersecurity event that remains under investigation. The commission has no indication that personally identifiable information was compromised. The commission continues to monitor the situation. Brad Maione, New York Gaming Commission spokesman. Plethora of recent cyber attacks. The cybersecurity attack follows September major breaches at MGM Resorts and Caesars in Las Vegas. While Caesars opted to pay a ransom to avoid an attack, MGM reportedly didn't yield to the hackers' demands. The group responsible for the attack managed to halt operations at MGM for 10 days and stole 6 terabytes worth of data from the casino. Okta, an identity management company, identified the group behind the attacks as ALPHV and Scattered Spider. In the same month, Crypto Casino Stake was hacked, and over $41 million was moved from its wallets to other blockchain networks.